Task 4, Exercise for Practice 9, Questions 16 to 20. You will hear some information about the Stratford-upon-Avon. For questions 16 to 20, choose the correct answer A, B, or C. You will hear the information twice. You now have 30 seconds to look at questions 16 to 20. You will now hear the speaker.
Stratford-upon-Avon is a town on the River Avon best known as the hometown of William Shakespeare. It is a major theatre-going destination and the home of the Royal Shakespeare Company. For many centuries, it was just a market town on the road to London. It has only 24,000 residents. However, it draws more than 5,000 tourists each year. If you want to experience Stratford to its fullest, then cycling is a great way to do it. The Stratford Greenway is 8,000 meters long, and most importantly, it is a traffic-free cycle track. It is possible to hire a bike in Stratford Bike Hire between 9 a.m. and 6 p.m. on weekdays and until 8 p.m. at weekends. Another way to get to know Stratford is the daily guided Stratford Town Walk, which passes the major attractions, including a visit to Holy Trinity Church, where you can visit Shakespeare's tomb. However, if you do not wish to have a physically active tour, you can always take one of the open-top bus tours, which first take you in the town centre and then travel out of town in the local countryside to see Anne Hathaway's cottage. Henley Street is a must for all tourists. This was probably the location of Shakespeare's birth. It still looks the way it did in the 16th century. Your next stop should be the Sheep Street. In this street, you can see the largest museum in Stratford. Falstaff's now has the only museum dedicated solely to the Tudor era. If you wish to see a play, then the Royal Shakespeare Theatre is the place to go. They do Shakespeare plays every Wednesday evening. The Ride Museum is now Stratford's scare attraction. If you think you're brave enough, come in the evening for a ghost tour.
Now listen again.
Stratford-upon-Avon is a town on the River Avon best known as the hometown of William Shakespeare. It is a major theatre-going destination and the home of the Royal Shakespeare Company. For many centuries, it was just a market town on the road to London. It has only 24,000 residents. However, it draws more than 5,000 tourists each year. If you want to experience Stratford to its fullest, then cycling is a great way to do it. The Stratford Greenway is 8,000 metres long, and most importantly, it is a traffic-free cycle track. It is possible to hire a bike in Stratford Bike Hire between 9 a.m. and 6 p.m. on weekdays and until 8 p.m. at weekends. Another way to get to know Stratford is the daily guided Stratford Town Walk, which passes the major attractions, including a visit to Holy Trinity Church, where you can visit Shakespeare's tomb. However, if you do not wish to have a physically active tour, you can always take one of the open-top bus tours, which first take you in the town centre and then travel out of town in the local countryside to see Anne Hathaway's cottage. Henley Street is a must for all tourists. This was probably the location of Shakespeare's birth. It still looks the way it did in the 16th century. Your next stop should be the Sheep Street. In this street, you can see the largest museum in Stratford. Falstaff's now has the only museum dedicated solely to the Tudor era. If you wish to see a play, then the Royal Shakespeare Theatre is the place to go. They do Shakespeare plays every Wednesday evening. The Ride Museum is now Stratford's scare attraction. If you think you're brave enough, come in the evening for a ghost tour.